The two agencies are accepting public comments on two aspects of the cleanup. One focuses on an area near the De Pere Dam, the other on Little Lake Butamore in the Fox Valley. In both cases, the proposed changes involve using sand and gravel to cap off some hot spots instead of dredging the contaminants completely out, as the plan originally called for. DNR spokesman Greg Swanson says 4 years of work at the lake have shown PCB levels in some areas aren't as highly concentrated as first thought, but they're more spread out.
To put it simply, by removing all of that sediment, you create a lot of volume, but you don't remove a great deal more PCBs.
Swanson says sticking to the original dredge plan would double the cost of that one project, putting it upwards of $150 million. But a longtime critic of the Fox River cleanup plan says paper companies should be held fully liable, no matter the cost. Rebecca Caters is with the Clean Water Action Council. She calls the proposed changes disappointing.
At least on Little Lake Butamore, we are starting to make progress. So to have this section of the river weakened as far as cleanup, that is a major disappointment, and we think the public will speak out.
A public hearing on Little Lake Butamore is scheduled for December 13th. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.